USA Radio News.
Ukrainians are preparing for a worst-case scenario.
Ukrainian leaders Tuesday sought to reassure the nation that a feared invasion from neighboring Russia was not imminent, as another shipment of American military equipment arrived this morning. Canada has sent financial support to Ukraine to shore up its defenses. Ukraine's former ambassador to Canada, Andrei Shevchenko, tells CBC Canada his country is calm and making preparations for the worst outcome.
Territorial defense system, which is designed to absorb people, civilians who are ready to defend the country. So I think people are getting ready for different scenarios, and we're ready to fight for every house and every street if necessary.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pfizer and BioNTech announced Tuesday they would test an Omicron-specific vaccine candidate in healthy adults ages 18 to 55. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi announced she'll seek re-election in this year's midterms. She addressed voters via Twitter.
We don't agonize, we organize. And that is why I am running for re-election to Congress and respectfully seek your support.
Pelosi will turn 82 in March. A New York City police officer gravely wounded in a Harlem shooting that took his partner's life has died of his injuries. Officer Wilbert Mora was 27. Mora and Officer Jason Rivera were fatally wounded Friday after they were called to a Harlem apartment by a woman who needed help with her adult son. The gunman was identified as LaShawn McNeil. Police say he threw open a bedroom door and shot the officers as they walked down a narrow hall. A third officer shot McNeil, who died Monday. Nancy Pelosi, co-founder of her namesake pizza restaurants in Chicago, died Thursday at the age of 87. She and her husband created a stuffed pizza. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Unauthorized border crossings climbed 71% in Border Patrol's El Paso sector in the first quarter of fiscal 2022 compared to the same three-month period a year ago. In an article from the El Paso Times, U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported just over 49,000 encounters in October through December in that sector. It includes West Texas and New Mexico. That's up from more than 28,000 in the first quarter of fiscal 2021. A study is in the books regarding COVID-19 and natural immunity.
Natural immunity to COVID-19 was far more effective against the Delta variant than vaccines alone, according to a recent CDC study. The study looked at COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in California and New York between May and November of 2021. Determining that numbers were highest among unvaccinated people who hadn't been previously diagnosed with the virus. By the week of October 3rd, the study said case rates were 29 times lower for unvaccinated Californians with a previous diagnosis. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Sean Payton, coach for the New Orleans Saints, is retiring. Payton informed the team on Tuesday he's leaving his first and only NFL coaching job. The Saints won the NFL title in 2009. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.